Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shviz, Daf Ayin, the Oiz Vador edition, Perik Chi, in beginning of Aloha Aleph. Says the Gemara in the third line. We learned in the Mishnah, Karpa Shebonar. It says the Gemara, Mao Karpa Shebonar. What is it? Reitze Bechanin Omar, Pitru Silonin. That's the name of the vegetable. Says the Gemara, Velama Loi Tanino. Why didn't we mention in our Mishnah, Haseo Ve'ezo Ve'koronus Imoin? Why did we mention that in the list? Why? What is the Gemara asking? Because this is mentioned in Mishnah and Maseches Maasers. And it mentions over there that's considered to be Hefker. So in our Mishnah, we have the list of vegetables that are Hefker. Why do we mention these three as well? So the Gemara tells us, Shalot Toima, don't say, Ilun Eilu Nishmarim Bechatzor V'chayovim, Ve'eilu Nishmarim Bechatzor Upturim. That the ones that are mentioned in Maseches Maasers, if they were guarded in a Chatzor, in a courtyard, so then they are Chav and Maaser, they're not Hefker anymore. But the ones that are Mishnah, even in the regard in the Chatzar, they can be Potter and a Meiser. That's not true. If they are guarding the Chatzar, which is a very specific place, you have vegetables growing there, that means they're intentional, they're not being Hefker, and they're Chayav and Meiser. So there's no difference between the list in Mesech as Meiser and our Mesech regarding that. Don't tell me, maybe another answer. Maybe tell me the ones that are mentioned over here, if they're guarded in a gino, in a garden where there's many other vegetables, so the one of many, they're still hefker. But the ones of Maseches Maasers, they're more chashuv, if they're in the garden guarded, they are going to be considered to be not hefker. So well, that's not true. All of them, if they're guarded in a garden, they are potter. Because they're not considered to be chashuv enough, they're among many other vegetables. So the Gemara goes back to the question, V'lama loy tanina, so why is that mentioned in Mishnah? Ela eilinu shaltoy moril v'royiva minim malolu nisroyim boy min ha'isur. Our Mishnah is a chiddush, because most of these type of vegetables, they're not growing in the mountains, they're not wild. They are considered to be chashav and not hefker. So if so, you assume it's also the ones in our Mishnah be asur, because they're similar to the ones which are asur. Lafun ketzach b'yam mutar, that's what says mutar. So the ones in Maseches Maasers, is more pashut than it is motor, because that these kinds they don't have the same type which are also, but the ones that are Mishnah are coming from different meaning that do are also. So then maybe I'll be oyster them as well. It's like zero. That's why Mishnah says you know it's motor. Mao sheyu asu imishum svichin should be asu imishum svichin. They grew on their own. So Reb Chaim goes back to the Mishnah and says, in our Mishnah that we said that svichim and motor, they're the ones that were planted in the 6th year, grew in the 7th year. But if they were planted in the 7th year, they're asur. Vegetables that grow on their own, they're asur. What about these vegetables, which are generally hefker? Are there asur also in tzvichim? So the more that find them with base, nishveinim min ador, we'll learn from the following. Abudu oimer, tzvichi chardul mutarim shalich shadu alem oivre aveiro. Mustard tzvichim were mutar because people are not planting them. They it's very easy to get them, as I was going to say in a moment. So says the Gemara, loyal Mayal Shlonik Shadilem or Veavero, Vehilo, Veloinik Shadim or Veavero, you mutar. The similar story, the similar reasoning, the same way by mustard, you say it's mutar because no people are not choshu because it's hefker. This applies by the list of our Mishnah as well. Says the Gemara, Narabi Doim Yosech, Echardol, we just mentioned, I'm going to use over here the Girs of Abchaim. Atke Doin Yerokoi. The Yerek we said is mutar. What about Zari? What about the seeds? What about the roots? Says the Gemara, Efshar Meimor Yerok or Mutor Zara Lekoshigen. If the vegetable is Mutor, which is more Chashos, of course the Zara, the seeds, will be Mutor. Shem Lokish Ava Bechikuk, it was in this place called Chikuk. Chamtu Megalgrim Behadin Chardolo. They saw that people don't treat the Chardol, the mustard, with too much respect. Why? Novel Minevu Lona Sevlo. One person had a Chardol, it fell from his pocket, he didn't pick it up, he just left it fall. Anybody's going to ask about a chardol, do you consider it to be hefker? I pass like a beauty because you see the people here don't treat the chardol with too much respect. Reb Chonyo from Beis Chavron, he passed in Beis Chavron like a beauty that we say that the mustard is mutter. Like I wanted to argue, Rabbi Yehuda, and say that there's no difference between the chardol or the svichim and it's asur. Okay, Rabbanan Tabon. And also, he passed like Rabbanan over there. What's Rabbanan over there? Regarding Beitza Shenol do Biyomtov, which is right next to Shabbos, like Gemara and Beseches Beitzo. So we talk about there, if you have a Yomtov on a Friday, and a Beitza was born on Friday, is the mutter on Shabbos or not? The question is Yom Tov and Shabbos Kedusha Achas, one long Kedusha? So whatever was born on the Friday is still also on Shabbos because it's one long Kedusha. Or you could say it to be two Kedushas. Friday Kedushas Yom Tov, Shabbos is the next day, is another Kedusha, separate Kedusha. So whatever was born on Yom Tov is going to be mutter on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says it's also, it's one Kedusha. Rabbanan argues, say it's mutter. So we're going to pass the Rabbanan over there, that's mutter. Now the Vilna Gaon here adds that what we mentioned before, which is Rabbi Chunya de Min Chavron, he passed exactly the opposite of Rabbi Yehuda in both cases. So Rabbi Yehuda and Armish to passed like Rabbanan that Chardol is also. And in the Mishnah Beitza, he passed like Rabbanan that Beitza should know to be Yom Tov is mutar b'Shabbos. And Rabbi Chunya de Min Chavron, from Beis Choron, he said the exact opposite. He passed by us like a Yehuda that the Chardol is mutar, and he passed in Beitza like a Yehuda the Beitza should know the Yom Tov Asur Shabbos. So says the Gemara, Rav Abba Barzino Mishia Yitzchak said, because of these two things, he left Tziporim, went to Tveria. Oh, my master says, why are you bringing me Hadin Dayon Asab, this old Dayon, the Anos Shari Vu Asur, and Asur Vu Shari. Whatever I say, he says the opposite. Say something is Mutter, he says it's Asur. Say something is Asur, he says it's Mutter. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan had to move out because he couldn't be with his Dayan Chashuk. He couldn't argue with the Dayan Chashuk. And his Dayan Chashuk said everything opposite of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan had to move to a different city. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shviz Daf Ein.